This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the 2024 regular legislative session and take a look at what could be ahead.
It was a great win. Interesting first part of session.
Session started on January 3rd. Since then, lawmakers have been working on a number of measures, both in committee and on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Brown of Columbia says they have sent priorities to the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration.
IP reform, which we got done earlier this year, pretty large public safety package that's over in the House, our rural jobs bill. There were a number of other things that we worked on, a number of third reads that we got over to the House.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence adds they have been able to work together on these issues.
I'm glad to see that it's kind of progressed to where we were able to find a compromise on an education bill this year where everybody can find something they don't like in it, which is usually a good sign that there was a pretty good compromise.
Among the proposals now in the Missouri House of Representatives,
the law creates a separate crime for fleeing from law enforcement.
Really looking forward to Valentine's Law making it to the Senate floor sometime soon.
Is Senate Bills 754, 746, 788, 765, 841, 887, and 861. This legislation seeks to modify provisions relating to public safety. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville sponsors this measure, which includes his root proposal.
Max's Law is a bill that I've now filed for three different sessions. This is the third session. It's named after a St. Joseph police canine named Max who was shot and killed in the line of duty 3 years ago.
In addition to the other six bills that were combined with the original, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says this measure also includes her Senate Bill 820.
Valentine's Law that creates an offense for fleeing from the police was voted out of the Transportation and Public Safety Committee, so I'm really excited about that.
There will also be unfinished business in the second half of session.
We're not going to not renew a $4.5 billion fund.
I don't understand why it hasn't had a really lengthy debate.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says Senate Bill 748 would modify provisions relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
We need to get it done. I believe that we will get it done, and we'll have a lot of conversations about that. The end of session, now after spring break, it's coming. So we'll be sitting down and talking about that.
Senator Rizzo says he believes the FRA could have been handled already.
They came into session as that was the number one bill on the calendar. They themselves put it on the calendar as the top bill and then decided to put it on the back burner, I guess, indefinitely.
There are also plenty of items left for the remaining 8 weeks of session.
The three of us have filed bills for ending child marriage in our state.
Raising the marriage age to 18 is imperative.
Senator Holly Thompson, Rader of Scott City, sponsors Senate Bill 767, which would modify provisions relating to the age of marriage.
It's very personal for me to make this a step for women, for girls, in the direction that gives them more prosperity long term.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City sponsors Senate Bill 1342, which has been combined with Senate Bill 767.
Child marriage puts children at risk of social isolation, mental and physical health issues, intimate partner abuse, and poverty.
Senate Bills 767 and 1342 awaits time on the floor of the Missouri Senate. So far, the Missouri Senate has passed 10 bills and two joint resolutions to the Missouri House of Representatives, with no legislation yet sent to the governor for his signature.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand adjourned until Monday.
Lawmakers will return to the Capitol on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.